Okay, welcome back, everybody. We begin with Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph, which is a sort of a major yesod in the halachis of Avodah Zarah and Chametz BePesach. The Gemara is mechadish that there's an iser called Raitza BeKiyumai, and that means that besides this, that to eat chametz, to have enough from chametz, or to own chametz, you're not allowed to be in a situation when you want the chametz to exist. That's called Raitza BeKiyumai. The Gemara says it about Avodah Zarah, and the Rishonim say, Hu Adin BeChametz. You're not allowed to be in such a case, in such a situation. So I'd like to discuss, let me first mention to you a major difficulty in this topic, and then discuss the tshuvas on the topic. The main problem, which I haven't found any printed tshuva that addresses, is that every single from-owned supermarket has, over Pesach, plenty of chametz. They have chametz on the shelves that are covered over with the brown paper. They have chametz in the basement. They have chametz everywhere. And it's sold to a guy. The chametz, of course, they go to a rav, and the rav sells it to a guy. Every bakery. A bakery has chametz, because today all flour is chametz. And after this man, or pizza store, they have chametz. After this man, they buy it back from the guy. And they have pizza for the all-important pizza for Matzah Pesach. The problem is, the owner of the store is Raisa Bikiyumai on Pesach. If I have a supermarket, or I have a pizza store, and I know Matzah Pesach is a busy time, I want that chametz to exist on Pesach. Raitza BeKiyumai is also even in a guy's chametz or a guy's avodah zarah. That's the sugya in the Gemara. So lechayram a Raitza BeKiyumai, I want it to exist. And what's the heter? What's the heter? These are dvarim. What? It's not clear from the Gemara. I think Rashi seems to say that it's a deraisa. Rashi says that if something is also about, if the Torah gives you a mitzvah to destroy something, it's a simon that the Torah doesn't want you to be right to be kiyumay. Rabbi Chametz and Avodah Zarah. But Chametz on Pesach is aser. But I'm talking about even the guy's Chametz. See, if you write to be kiyumay, it doesn't aser a b'di'evit. It's not a problem eating the pizza, because right to be kiyumay doesn't aser the Chametz b'di'evit. But the question is how we set it up this way. Every rav sells chametz. He sells your crumbs, and then he sells other people. People have schnapps collections. They sell it for Pesach. They want it back after Pesach. They're right to be kiyumai. The guy can have the chametz. A yid can't be in a position where he's right to be kiyumai, where he wants it to exist. That's right. So that's the sugi. The sugi is wanting the guy's chametz. Right. Well, one example of right to be kiyumai. If a guy pays a yid to be a shomer to watch his chametz, so you have a guy, he's got a store, he sells chametz, a guy, no problem. He tells you, watch the store for me. So a kabbalah sechrayis is also awesome, but Raitza BeKiyumai is one of the yisurim. So the shaila is why this is not an issue, why this Raitza BeKiyumai is not an issue. But if that's the point, Raitza BeKiyumai is even a guy's chametz. Even the guy's chametz, if the yin has an interest in it existing, that's called Raitza BeKiyumai. That's the Gemara.
It's you want flour from you want that chametz, you could buy that
chametz. Every yin wants a guy's chametz. All right, so there should be chametz somewhere in the Medina. And, okay, so your Moshe's Lashon is wanting it somewhere in the Medina is not enough to be called Raitza BeKiyumai. He seems to say such a Lashon. Otherwise, there's an answer. The question is what the answer is. But the Pashas is that it's a problem.
But the Metzius is everyone wants after Pesach. That was still
not no, you can grind wheat to make flour and make chametz. How does it take to grind wheat? You take the wheat, you grind it, and you make chametz. You know. What? So I'll talk about Ramesh's tshuva. You're right, Ramesh doesn't have specific chametz. But so what do you mean by that?
Well,
That's right. Well, that's true when you're saying in general, I want chametz somewhere in the Medina. But in the case of the store, you're not answering the case in the store, right? You know, it's okay. Okay, anyway, this problem is—it's a problem. I've spoken about it with Talmidei Chachamim, and we struggle to be able to come to an answer. So let me speak out what I think the answer is. I'd like to get to Rav Moshe's Tshuva as well, but one thing at a time. In the Ber Heitev in Taf Nun in Sukkot and Tesvav, he brings a shaila from the Shari Ephraim. Ephraim's Amma Magalius from the Gedalei Apaiskim. He had a shaila about somebody whose job all year, he was a watchman in a schnapps store, and actually a schnapps factory. His job was a geisha schnapps factory, schnapps is chametz. His job all the time is he works there. He watches the machinery that everything should go smoothly. See, he was asked if he's allowed to work there on Pesach. See, it's a geisha chametz, but he's right to be kiyuma. If there's no schnapps, there's no job. Is it mutter? So the Ber Heitev says that he says it's mutter. But everyone jumps on this. The Chok Yaakov is on the page of Shulchan Aruch. They say, look up the tshuva. Very strange. The shaila is, could a Jew be a watchman in a Geishna factory? It starts, Nira Poshet She'aser, right to be kiyumai.
It's not his.
It's not his, bro. You keep on saying that, right? So
the
you
like the same story like the Gemara.
Like the Gemara, right? It's Gaius your father. The Gaius is your mother, right? So he said Nira Pashasa, and then it's a short tshuva, and then he ends with Nira Shemutter. The whole middle of the tshuva is mutter is missing. It doesn't say. He says Nira Shemutter at the end. It doesn't say why. So in the Shari Ephraim, his son published a little Hagar. On the side, why was his father matir? So he says the words say because he didn't do any maisa to be right to be kiyumai. He didn't do an action to be right to be kiyumai. It's not like the Gemara's cases where a guy dies and he leaves a ger son and a guy's son and they're trading the chametz. They're doing a maisa trading the Sri avodah zarah. Well, so what he writes there is since you're not doing a ma'isa, he says since you're not doing a ma'isa, that's why it's mutter. That's what he writes. You're not doing a ma'isa, therefore it's mutter. And again, they jump on him that there are cases in Hilchos Avodah Zarah where there's no ma'isa. They bring from the Chok Yaakov brings that by in Yeridaya Kufla Megillas Vav, you're not allowed to be shomer. Avodah Zarah for a guy, and have a job as a shomer Avodah Zarah. So this is an issue which is very hard to deal with. We have poskim that deal with it, but it's very, very difficult to see what their heter is. So I think the heter is the following. I think it's based on a Tshuvas Marsham and a Divrei Chaim, but more than anything on a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Kiyadua says things b'kitzer. That there's a lot of goyness in, and when we learn Mishnah Berurah, you know, we just read it and it's easy. And you know, you need someone to tell you what's a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Mem, right in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah says that on the Shulchan Ar says, I'm not allowed to watch be an achroi for a goy's chametz. Let's say the UPS comes and they have a delivery for my Gaisha friends, the Gais Chametz, and they deliver it to me. I'm not claiming it, it's a Gais. I'm responsible for it, that's awesome. You know, I'll be Achroi, you know, I'll be responsible. What? So Amati is saying, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if a Yid is Achroi for a Gais Chametz, it's aser lafuke unless kishachazav ifkida biad ba'olav. He's still responsible for it, but it's in the guy's rishus, the shari, the havalei mekabel achrayis achemse shel guy bebeis guy the shari. What he's saying is this: you're allowed to be responsible for a guy's chametz. It means you're right to be kiyumai for a guy's chametz if it's in the guy's property, if it's in his rishus. And what it says, Shari Ephraim, you're not doing any maisa. You're not doing anything to, you're not dealing with it. You're not trade something for it. But if it's in the guy's reshus and it's just sitting there and your rights are bikiyumai, that's not also else rights are bikiyumai. Yeah. So that's why when we sell our chametz to the Rav says, I'm not buying, the Rav doesn't buy the chametz. I'm a shliach to sell your chametz and to rent the place where the chametz is located. And every single Rav does that, every single shtar does it, and not everyone's aware of it. You have to be aware of what you're doing. When you sell, make the Rav a shliach to sell the chametz, he's selling the chametz, and renting the place where the chametz is located. That's not only if it's in a closet, he's renting the closet. If under your bed you have one cookie that someone missed, the Rav is selling the cookie to the guy, and the bedroom floor, wherever the cookie is located, he's renting to the guy as well.
How do you itemize that? If you have the cookie under the bed, the Rav doesn't know why.
That's the old argument, whether you itemize. Do I itemize?
If you say that you have to put the chametz in a certain
year, I don't know. Some Rabbanim itemize and some don't. So what I do, and that's what the Rav Palm held was better, is I don't itemize. When people come to sell the chametz, it's chick-chack. You write down the address, and wherever it is, and people start telling me it's here, it's there, I said, what happens if it's somewhere else? They want to sell it too. Okay, so why are you telling me where it is? So I don't write down the individual places. Grada, Rabbi Yitzchak Kizbi, Zichrono Livracha, used to itemize, and we used to argue about it all the time, by Mechiras Chametz. He used to write all the locations. He said, it's like a joke, otherwise, he used to itemize. So God has a sense of humor. I got a call one Chalmayim Pesach from someone who told me that he can't believe it. He had a Pesach Seder, he had everything, and all along there's a box of Cheerios on top of his refrigerator. When they dip a dinka, they put it there for the next morning, and it's still there. That box of Cheerios, what do I do? So I said to him, it's a guy's. What are you worried about? It's a guy's. So this person told me, it's not a guy's. I didn't sell what's on top of my refrigerator. I sell what's in the closet. I said, who did you sell it through? He said, Rabbi Yisbi. I said, oh, great. Why don't you call him? He said, he didn't pick up the phone. So after that, Rabbi Yitzchak, he put in large letters, and anywhere else it might be, after the itemizing the place. Because the Maisa, you're selling wherever it is. My point is, the heter of that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and that's what the Shari Ephraim meant. Shari Ephraim said, you're not doing a Maisa. He meant the two together. You can never deal with chametz, even if it's by a guy. You can do a Maisa to trade one for the other, like the Gemara says. But you need that plus the fact that it has to be in a situation where where the chametz is the beisai shel guy. It's in the property of the guy. There's no issur rights of bikiyumai, and I assume that's what the pizza stores are hold of, and that's what the others are dealing with. In our Gemara, the case is with the guy, it's in the guy's rishus. The guy died, and he left the Yerusha, and it's in his rishus. Yeah, it's talking the guy's rishus, but he is dealing with it. He's trading it. And the Taisus Diva Master of Akiva on the page says, when you deal with it, it's like doing a ma'isa with it. It's
not
even if he's not Yairish Dershus. That's not, the point isn't that he's Yairish Dershus. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Right.
And the plug-in,
that's very good. There's Mishnah Berurah on that too. What happens if you have a freezer with chametz and the plug gets pulled out? So now, you know, your chametz gets spoiled. You're plugging it in. Now you're right to bikiyume with a maisa. So I'll read to you. It's not Mishnah Berurah. Shari Tshuva says it's also. You're doing a ma'aseh that shows your right to be kiyumai. You know, you don't want the chametz to get ruined.
Well,
sometimes you just don't want the meat to get ruined. But, you know, if there's meat there too, maybe. But what?
The supermarket locks the gates at night. They close, so they won't be sealed inside.
But they're watching everything together. They're not doing it special for us. I read to you the Shari Tshuva. He doesn't quite have a case with the refrigerator. But he says, Yisraelim shemachru chemsim aleinu Yehudi. He sold it. B'chag HaPesach Govru HaMayim. And on Pesach, he's got a flood in his house. U'misyaresh Yishtefu HaMayim HaKoel V'yelech Le'ibud. He's got his chametz in the basement, and that is a flood, and it's going to ruin all the chametz. He's afraid it's going to ruin the chametz. What do you do now? So he brings from the Shvus Yaakov, I think, a tshuva, that he is not allowed to do anything. He's allowed to tell the guy who owns the chametz, you know, your chametz is getting ruined. You should just know your chametz is getting ruined. Or he's matir telling a different guy that the first guy's chametz is getting ruined. Now, why that's not a mice, I'm not sure. But he's not matir for the yid to put the plug back in or to save it.
Well, is that a story that somebody sold a couple of liquor stores, and then he saw the guy that came in, he's delivering it, so using liquor, and the rav said not to be concerned, he was going to send the guy away. Which meant that the guy that the yid was concerned about and watching the liquor store that he sold.
And should be very happy the guy came in to drink. Why isn't he happy the guy came in to drink? The shtar says he has to pay for whatever he drinks. So what's wrong? Let him drink as much as he wants. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if the Rav sent him away. I personally would think if I do mechira every year for so many people to this guy, and one year a guy finally, Baruch Hashem, he showed up in the middle of the Seder, he said, let me drink some schnapps, I'd be delighted. It shows the mechira is real. If he came to my house, he'd have a problem because we don't have schnapps in my house. But if he came to your house, it would work out well. You can have some, at least one bottle you have, right?
So
he tells the guy should go. Okay. I didn't get to Ramosha Tshuva, which has rather an interesting PS to it. So maybe we'll see. We'll get to it on the other days. Okay.